Well, chestnuts playing bongos on the roofs of cars. The moon is at the end of the street. Smell of wood smoke, September stars. The autumn air so chill and sweet. Hand in hand walking beneath the trees. Hand in hand and heart to heart. He wanted so to tell her what this moment meant. He didn't know how we had to start. It was a soul kiss. Told him nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life, have mercy. What a sweet soul kiss. Well, how do you know she loves you? How do you know she cares? Spend your life looking for what can't be found. Then you turn around and look, she's there. And it's a soul kiss. Tells you nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. It's changed your life. It's the warm exhalation upon your skin, racing pulse beneath your fingertips. It's the sweet, shy glance, low whispered words, her mouth blossoming beneath your lips. And that's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Change your life, have mercy. Well, standing close together, holding trembling hands. Trembling hands wearing pawn shop rings. Pledging sickness, pledging health, come hell or high water, whatever the years might bring. They sealed it with a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life. What a sweet soul kiss. That's a soul kiss. Nothing is as sweet as this. That's a soul kiss. Changed your life, have mercy. Sweet soul kiss. Thank you.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. Anybody who read the Jungle Book knows that Rikki Tikki Tavi's a mongoose who kills snakes. When I was a young man, I was led to believe there were organizations for killing my snakes for me. I.e. the church, i.e. the government, i.e. school. But when I got a little older, I learned how to kill them myself. All right! Rikki Tikki Tavi, mongoose is gone. Rikki Tikki Tavi, mongoose is gone. He won't be coming around for to kill your snake no more, my love. Rikki Tikki Tavi, mongoose is gone.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
I don't know what you're looking for, but I've swallowed seven of your tears, seven sugared spheres that you see were poured. And I could love you.
Yeah. Things. On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Leave. didn't think it was working out the way you hoped. With all I had to give you, with all I had to give myself, I didn't want to see you see me fumbling for myself. It was only my reaction to be happy to be sad. Small explosions everywhere. It's in the air, that's all around me. Here I go again. Again. Yeah.
catch up on some.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.